WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Plans have ended for two organizations to share the same space. The Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley had been working on a joint location. CVB President Shannon Overby says their priorities have shifted to filling 35% more hotel rooms with midweek corporate business.
And listening to the feedback from both city councils and both city staffs, look at maybe a place that is lower rent, not necessarily on a major thoroughfare, and office space that would suit the needs of our organization.
The CVB has a request before the College Station City Council to amend a contract shifting $30,000 toward its new offices. Overby says the CVB's executive board will consider two locations later this week. The Arts Council is looking for a new home because the city wants to repurpose the building on Dartmouth next to Wolfpin Creek Park. Last weekend, Brazos County volunteer firefighters responded to four fires that were in violation of the burn ban. Three warnings and a ticket were issued by the sheriff's office, according to Chief Deputy Jim Stewart.
It appears in most cases it's folks taking them at their word, were not aware that a burn ban was in place.
None of the fires involved clearing land.
They're actually trying to take care of flammable trash out on their property.
Stewart says they keep track of warnings, so if they respond a second time, a ticket is issued. The campus carry debate is roaring back to life. A group of students is upset with the decision by UT Austin and UT San Antonio to allow professors to decide if their offices are gun-free zones. Brian Ben-Simon with Students for Concealed Carry says that goes against the intent of the law.
The discretion was always supposed to be to the president of the university, but the attorney general never said that the discretion was supposed to be up to the individual professors themselves.
Ben Simon wonders what would happen if someone like a campus computer worker who goes all over the school objected to guns in his office, and that would make the whole campus a gun-free zone. Bryan police believe speeding and narcotics were contributing factors to a fiery car crash that killed the driver and hospitalized a passenger. This was Sunday just after midnight on Bryan's west side in the area of Villa Maria and Jones Road near the Highway 47 interchange. BPD reports the car went through a dead-end intersection and onto private property, striking a gate pole, a utility pole, and a tree before catching fire. The driver, 29-year-old Michael Anthony Williams of Bryan, died at the scene. The unidentified passenger was admitted to a local hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Neighborhood complaints to Bryan police was what led officers to a drug raid at a home near Williamson Park last Friday. Officers seized about $3,000 of marijuana, $1,600 in cash, and two loaded pistols from the house on Franklin Drive. Four were arrested in what the arrest report described was a marijuana distribution operation. Bryan police report three men who attempted an armed robbery at a Westside convenience store left empty-handed. That's after the employee locked themselves behind the counter. No one was injured in the Friday night holdup, which was reported around 11:30 at the Easy Corner Mart north of Jane Long Middle School off Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Beer bottles were used in a pair of aggravated assaults in College Station early Sunday morning. In both cases, the victims were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries when a verbal argument became physical. One was during a housewarming party at a home on Commando Trail inside the barracks development. The other, as previously reported, was at a bar in Northgate. Suspects are being sought from both locations. And Bryan police are investigating an aggravated assault that took place at Lake Bryan Sunday during the noon hour. One person who was struck was treated at the hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff Winery, and this year they plan on producing a few more bottles than in the past. Last year, Messina Hoff expanded their wine storage by 40,000 gallons. This year, they've added eight new stainless steel tanks holding 55,000 gallons of wine.
That 55,000 gallons is 277,000 bottles.
CEO Paul Mitchell Bonarigo says the expansions are part of an effort to grow the Texas wine industry.
We are Texas agriculture, we're Texas business, and we're all about being able to support our farmers. So this expansion is about being able to do that. And it's exciting to watch our industry grow.
To find out more about the winery and their harvest events, go online to messinahoff.com. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the Texas Public School, not far from my house. Lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
All right, Bert, we got everything?
Camrys, check. Tundras, got them. Corollas, RAV4, yep. Prius, check. Yep, Stan, that's the last of the 2016 Toyotas loaded up and ready to go.
Where will they go, Bert?
Some will go east, others west. Some will go to help country farmers feed the nation, while others will go to big cities to help facilitate commerce. We're not just shipping Toyotas here, Stan. We're shipping the vehicles that help drive America.
I sure am going to miss them.
Me too, buddy.
Sorry, friends, but the annual clearance event is happening now, and the people need their cars.
Okay, what can I just say?
Toyota, let's go places. During Toyota's annual clearance event, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $379 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 9/6/16.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Make it about 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Heat advisory for this afternoon through today, mostly to partly sunny and very hot, near 100 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. Now, there may be a stray shower or thunderstorm popping up Wednesday. Otherwise, again, it's hot with a mix of clouds and sun, right around 100. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, temperatures near or even a bit over 100. I'm meteorologist Gary Bess, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
813. So it says, according to a survey, I don't know who they surveyed or whatever. Well, I know who they surveyed. 57% of singles say that they have looked up, before a first date, looked up the person on Google or Facebook.
Only 57?
Yeah,
that's
low.
That's low.
How could that be so low?
Yeah.
Maybe they went to West Virginia and Tennessee or places they don't have the internet. I'm not sure.
They already know them from the family reunion.
Exactly. Oh, there you go. All right. Okay, so what secrets are there in your industry that the public doesn't know about? I read this morning, and I started thinking, I don't know that there's... People may not know that we do the show in separate rooms.
Yeah, that's always the big one when I talk to people about our show specifically.
Yeah, and so that's a little bit unusual in some cases. But I mean, there are a lot of radio stations you listen to where there's no one at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You may know that or you may not, and we own some of those radio stations that there's... You can walk... I don't know, how many control rooms do we have? Like 7 or 8 here?
Yeah.
Is
that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot.
And you can be here certain times and there's no one in the studio.
You know, like
on
a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not talking the sales department now, but that's...
Everybody's
gone.
Oh,
yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But there's definitely days where people track their show.
Yep. So, anyhow. All right. So, other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Online customer service chat can see what you're typing before you hit send.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's a little creepy.
It is. Preschool teacher says, your children tell us everything that goes on at home.
That is true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They do.
I've never been a preschool teacher. Yep. I can just imagine.
Yep. A lot of people probably know that when a TV show goes into syndication, Some scenes are cut to make room for more commercials.
Mm-hmm.
What people might not know is that the show can often be slightly sped up to compress the time to add more.
Interesting.
Now, back in the days when we played music, we did that here. We sped up 10%. We sped up the records 10%.
Really?
There's certain tracks that I record that I speed up to fit an allotted time. Now, I don't, it's very, very minimal, but...
But again, we have the ability to do it on 2 or 3% or 5%
exactly.
or whatever.
Yep.
But it would you'd be surprised. What it would do with the records is it would add brightness. You'd have a brighter sound because of that. And so that was one of the things. In addition to taking less time, it was brighter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, a bottle of Windex is 95% water and 4% ammonia and some blue dye.
Interesting.
The most expensive part of the product?
The
label.
The bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The bottle. Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well, at least they're coming out ahead on stuff.
Well, they are. Just letting you. But, I mean, you know, you think about what you pay for that, and that is one of the things I definitely go generic on every time.
Mm-hmm. And it's a heck of a product, Scott.
It works.
You can put it on anything.
Anything.
Yeah, you
cuts,
can.
Bruises.
That's right. What was that?
My big fat Greek wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Worked for everything. All right. Okay, so, and Zach's done a fine job on the sports today, but we wanted to let you know that Snoop Dogg will not be in College Station when the Aggies kick off against UCLA.
Well, it's Snoop Lion now, right? Or did he go back?
He's busy hanging out with Martha Stewart.
Well, that's the other thing.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, all right, so Snoop's son has left the UCLA football program yet again.
Right.
So we figured that if Snoop's coming, it's not to see his kiddo, but we don't think he's going to be here. He's, in fact, now VH1. Is going to have a show called Snoop and Martha's Dinner Party.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, in what world do they overlap?
Hey, man, Martha's been to prison.
Well, that's the thing. That's exactly right.
Has Snoop been to prison?
That's what they say.
I don't think Snoop Dogg's been to prison.
He may not.
Does that
have
hurt
been
his
to prison
rep
yet?
Does that hurt his rep?
Oh, I'm serious.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Not sure.
They've both been arrested then.
Just
there
saying. All right, so look for that on VH1.
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem will be a house band. You know, remember them from the Muppet Show? They are going to be performing live at the Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco this weekend. They'll do a 5-song set. Do you remember Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem from the Muppet Show?
I mean, I remember the Muppet Show. I guess I just didn't know that was the name of the band.
I wasn't big on TV shows with puppets.
Yeah, well, of course, this one is different. This was the Muppets.
Kind of grown up a little bit.
A little creepy.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Drunk, Stupid, and Tattooed, No Way to Go Through Life. the latest crazy fad
Speaking
running through
of Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, exactly. The latest crazy fad that's running through England is millennials getting drunk and filling their need for all things Harry Potter by tattooing the boy wizard's lightning bolt scar
to their forehead.
That's exactly it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that sounds so much fun, though.
Tattoo parlors have that, you know.
Do they?
No. I'm saying they typically don't let you get tattooed if you're drunk.
Yeah, that's
They're supposed to not.
I thought you were going to tell us how many of those have them on the choice board.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I have a friend who has a lightning bolt. Luckily, she didn't put it on her forehead. But that was back when, you know, it was really, really big.
So she did it for Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Just some random.
I had a group of friends that they were a little bit younger than me, but they loved Harry Potter. And one of them got a tattoo lightning bolt when she turned 18.
Where did she get it?
Don't worry about it, Zach.
Okay, there you go. J.K. Rowling, of course, is in the book, and Voldemort killed his parents and then tried to kill him too, and his mother's. Saved his love, saved him, or something like that.
Yes,
you just wrapped up seven books
in seven seconds.
It saved you a lot of money. Anyway, and he left with the scar in the middle of his forehead.
Yep,
much sexier way to mark being non-sober, I guess. Right? Oh,
I was about to say, if they cut out all the drunk people that got tattoos, wouldn't some places lose like at least half their business?
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's why there used to be a tattoo parlor on Northgate.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pinky's Tattoo Shop. Never went inside.
Okay,
never made
all right,
it in there.
That's
it's,
fine. Okay,
it's been
okay.
a while,
all
but
right.
yeah.
Parents find new and inventive ways to ensure that their kids are completing their chores. Instead of wasting the day online, using the kids' precious Wi-Fi as collateral, one mom forced her children to clean the kitchen and send a photo of the completed work project, along with the day's Wi-Fi passwords.
Hashtag done.
There's a catch. In order to prevent the kids from sending an old photo of the clean kitchen, she would request specific things. For instance, place a box of crackers on the stove.
So,
pretty smart mom.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. There you go. A Swedish church plans to use drones to drop thousands of tiny electronic Bibles to areas controlled by Iraq's Islamic State. The Bibles are about the size of pillboxes and have a display. They require no electricity.
I don't see this going well. Yeah. No, yeah. It's one of those things like you can drop a penny from high enough up and kill someone, right?
Oh, that's an excellent point.
If it hits them in the head,
you could hurt people with that.
Are they going to drop it from that high up?
I'm not sure. There they go.
Hit by Jesus.
That's right. Got whacked by Jesus.
Yeah.
Two Wisconsin men stumbled across something unusual while canoeing near a beaver dam. It was a man's prosthetic leg.
Uh-oh.
They later found the
leg. At least it wasn't a real leg.
No, well, they found the leg's owner through Craigslist and returned the leg. The leg's owner, who had posted on Craigslist that he had lost it, was willing to pay a $50 reward, which he did. The canoeist found the leg about 3 miles from where he lost it. The owner says that he lost his leg when he was flipping his canoe while fishing. The prosthetic leg.
I hate when that happens.
It's found in a beaver dam, I'm just saying.
Oh, well. Right,
the beaver's gnawing it a little bit.
No, it didn't say that. All right, here you go. Here's your X-Files fix today.
All
since
right.
It's Gillian Anderson's birthday, Fox says that they are talking to Chris Carter about doing more episodes of the hit series. As you probably know, about 14 years ago, they did a limited run. And yesterday, the TV critics found out that that could be happening. Simpsons News, the show.
Listen up, Clip Howard.
First hour-long episode ever coming in January.
Oh.
Guest appearances by Taraji P. Henson, play Mr. Burns' ex-wife, Cookie Praline.
Great name.
And Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele.
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
Nice. He'll play Jazzy James, okay?
Jazzy James.
Comedian Amy Schumer will be on The Simpsons as well.
Oh, okay.
Also on Bob's Burgers and Family Guy.
Wow.
So Amy's just making the rounds.
She really is.
She's just staying busy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and then story again about who's the lady that we're in the Olympics. Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Funny lady. Really. And I didn't know, again, who she was until I put it together from the insurance stuff.
Right.
Anyway, got a lot of love because she decided to head to the Summer Olympics first. And you may have heard that she put a bunch of videos on Twitter wearing the American flag and plugging the various Olympic sports and her team for a love for Team USA. Seth Meyers, producer, noticed them, told NBC they ought to reach out to her and invite her to join the broadcast team. They did. She will.
Nice.
How's that going to be?
You know, because I was on Twitter the other day, and I think it was actually an ESPN anchor. He said, if you're not following Leslie Jones during the Olympics, you're missing out. So I went on and followed her. And she's basically just, you know, posting these little videos with her own comedic commentary behind them and really, really funny stuff.
Well, she's a great personality. I mean,
yes.
I don't know what kind of person she is, but the persona that she has on TV is just top notch. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, and speaking of the Olympics and going back to your kayak story, something I saw was one of the Olympic like kayakers hit a couch the other day.
What?
That was in the water?
In the water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we talked about all the sewage issues. Well, apparently there's also some floating couches.
Okay.
I mean, so, more from Rio.
What else are you going to do with a couch when you're done
How would that make it any different than any nearby creek for a large university town, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you could just do that. If you can't dump it out your dorm window, you throw it in the creek.
We had the Land of Forgotten buggy carts and
Forever. Yep. We did. Forever buggy cars.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Guardian Cardinals. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The American robin is a favorite target of mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus. The virus multiplies rapidly in the birds, and mosquitoes biting them can carry it back to humans. In the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene, CDC epidemiologist Rebecca Levine and her colleagues report that in Atlanta, the mosquitoes feed on robins only until July, when they switch to northern cardinals.
And northern cardinals are not very good at amplifying the virus in their blood. So we think that they may have a role in suppressing West Nile transmission because they're not as good as robins at amplifying the virus.
She says maintaining habitats that boost cardinal populations could help protect people. More broadly, she and her colleagues would like to understand how environments and species diversity can help prevent the spread of pathogens. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Money now. Delta is offering refunds and travel vouchers to passengers affected by the severe delays and cancellations that happened yesterday and today due to a power outage. Another 250 flights are being canceled today after 1,000 cancellations yesterday. Not only is chronic snoring annoying, it's costly. A new report released by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine puts a dollar amount on what sleep apnea actually costs the U.S., and the results are staggering. According to the study, the annual economic burden of undiagnosed sleep apnea among U.S. adults is close to $150 billion. That includes almost $87 billion in lost productivity, $26 billion in car crashes, and $6.5 billion in workplace accidents. Valeant Pharmaceuticals posted a wider loss in its latest quarter, and the company says it will reorganize. Valeant didn't further outline the plan, saying only that it has a mission to improve patients' lives. On Wall Street, futures are a bit higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
School begins across America over the next few days and weeks. And for parents who believe that video games hurt grades, some good news and some bad news. Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. First, the good news. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin and the University of California tested 12,000 ninth graders. They found that solving the challenges in many video games actually helps kids sharpen their skills in math and science. But teens who spend every day on Facebook and other social media scored an average of 20 fewer points in math than the students who don't. The test was conducted using the Program for International Student Assessment, used to measure 15-year-olds' reading, math, and science literacy every 3 years in 70 countries. The message to all parents is clear. Social media is a drain. It uses a vast, disproportionate amount of time that could and should be spent studying. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
What are you using for internet security software? Many people ask me why they should pay for security when there are free options out there. The difference is Kaspersky is just that much better. It's your best protection from the real threat of cybercrime. The experts at Kaspersky Lab have been working tirelessly to make their product the best. They just launched exciting updates to keep you even safer. Secure Connection is a new technology that encrypts everything you send and receive online. Their new software updater digs a little deeper and automatically updates your applications, preventing malware from getting through and putting you in a vulnerable situation. Finally, the software cleaner adds another layer of protection by scanning your system for any potential risks. Staying safe just got that much easier with Kaspersky. Don't wait another minute. Get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim at checkout. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A quick text we just got in from a listener. There is a crash on westbound University between Glen Haven and the Frontage Road. Westbound traffic is backed up to Veterans Park. Just be aware of that while you are on your way. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office issued one ticket and three warnings last weekend in violation of the burn ban. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says volunteer firefighters responded to all four calls.
People are distracted these days with various devices, and they may or may not hear an emergency vehicle approaching, and, we could have problems from that perspective, too. So, there's a lot that goes into it other than just the fire.
Stewart says none of the fires involved clearing land. It was all about burning trash. He says instead of burning, to take trash to the landfill. The Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley are continuing to work on marketing and taking care of guests in the Twin Cities, but the agencies are no longer working on sharing the same office space. CVB President Shannon Overby says they're following recommendations from the two cities in pursuing a long-term lease while the Arts Council wants to buy.
They do have a makeup a little bit different of their organization to where they can be in that kind of a setting where they own the land and own the building.
The CVB has been in temporary quarters the last 2 years after leaving a home of nearly 30 years after the city sold the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center property. Overby says two locations will be reviewed later this week by the CVB's executive board, and the CVB is asking College Station City Council to amend a contract, shifting $30,000 towards new offices. Along with the Texas wine industry, Messina Hoff Winery in Bryan is continually growing. Messina Hoff has expanded twice in the last 2 years by almost 100,000 gallons of wine storage.
Last year, we expanded by about 40,000 gallons through oak barrels and new stainless steel tanks. And then this year, we're expanding by an additional 55,000 gallons of that's all stainless steel.
CEO Paul Mitchell Bonarigo says the most recent 55,000-gallon expansion is equivalent to 277,000 bottles of wine. To learn more about Harvest and the winery, visit MessinaHoff.com. A fiery car crash in West Bryan during the midnight hours Sunday claimed the life of a Bryan man. Police report 29-year-old Michael Anthony Williams was the driver of a car that went through a dead-end intersection in the area of Villa Maria and Jones Road near the Highway 47 interchange. The car struck a gate pole, a utility pole, and a tree before coming to a stop and catching fire. Williams died at the scene, and a passenger was able to get out of the car. She was taken to a local hospital where she was admitted with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Investigators believe speeding and narcotics were contributing factors. Three men who intended to pull off an armed robbery at a West Bryan convenience store left empty-handed. Bryan police report the clerk at the EZ Corner Mart north of Jane Long Middle School off Harvey Mitchell Parkway locked themselves in behind the counter. No one was injured. An aggravated assault during the weekend was at Lake Bryan. Police report one person was treated at a local hospital after they were punched during an altercation Sunday during the noon hour. And last Friday's drug bust at a home near Bryan's Williamson Park followed neighborhood complaints to police. Officers seized about $3,000 of marijuana, $1,600 in cash, and two loaded pistols. Four of six people inside the home were arrested and were released from jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 79 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Oh.
You're drunk. You've only been here for 2 hours. How many have you had?
About 5 drinks. What's the big deal?
Binge drinking. Having more than 5 drinks in 2 hours is binge drinking.
Reality check.
Frequent binge drinking can lead to adverse effects on the body and dramatically raises the chances for alcoholism. If you have 5 drinks within a 2-hour time period, you are binge drinking. For more information, call 1-866-448-1699.
It's 8:36. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Heat advisory for this afternoon through today, mostly to partly sunny and very hot, near 100 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. Now, there may be a stray shower or thunderstorm popping up Wednesday. Otherwise, again, it's hot with a mix of clouds and sun, right around 100. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, temperatures near or even a bit over 100. I'm meteorologist Gary Bess, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. Zach, could you do me a favor and bring in a pair of headphones? We need an extra
headphones.
Yes, because we need everybody to be able to join.
Be Carrie, right there.
Carrie doesn't have her headphones. But Carrie, be excited because you will have a new headphone jack right there. You see that right there?
Oh, ta-da.
Look at that. Beautiful. Because the old one broke. So we had to come up with a new one. I'm efforting right now to, we have audio this morning from dog owners who think they have the smartest dogs. So I'm going to see if I can find that for us. In the meantime, we'll talk about what's going on. There we go. Plug that in. I think it's right there. There we go. It's live radio, folks. It's just the best.
Never say I'm useless.
No, I won't. Never will. All right, so here we go. They talked to people about their dog and how smart their dog was as opposed to other dogs in the world.
I have a miniature dachshund named Roscoe. And he is unbelievably smart, like more smart than for his own good. He knows the names of his toys. He knows the sounds of when I cut up a carrot that he wants a carrot in. When I bite into an apple, if he doesn't even see it, he hears it and wants it. When I grab my keys, he knows that I'm leaving. He is ridiculously smart.
So you could hear him out there. The other lady who they talked to said that they have a little bell on the door, and so then when she doesn't want her dog to go outside, that's why they put the bell there. The dog waits until she turns the vacuum cleaner on so that she can't hear the bell, and that's when he sneaks outside. Dogs are smart. Dogs are tricky. They really,
like
really
that,
are.
Exactly. Conditional training.
Yeah, it works, doesn't it? All right.
Rocket science.
It's really not. Pavlov, I think, tried that and did some experiments that worked pretty well. What's going on with Humane Society?
Well, we had a great day with our Pitbull Wellness last Saturday. We had 55 vouchers to give out. We gave out 49. So that means we have a few left.
Okay. That's good.
So if you are a Brazos County resident Pitbull owner, bring your dog by. We'll get it microchipped and get you a voucher for that's free spay or neuter. Couple of those left again. Sure. So not too many. So come by, or you might want to call before you head out there.
Just in case.
Just in case as well, because hopefully today everybody's listening and they're going to be on their way out there here when we open at 11. Other than that, we just want to remind everybody it's hot. Keep good care of your pets this time of year. You know, best option, if you can get home at lunchtime, bring them in. If not, provide them someplace cool to get into the shade. You know, people this time of year are going to fuss because their dogs, you know, are digging holes. Well, your dog is smart, yes.
Uh-huh.
It knows more than just a keys jingling means you're leaving. and they're going to dig down in that dirt a little bit to get to the cooler dirt to try to keep themselves cool if they're living outside. Give them plenty of options to move around, because as the day, you know, progresses, you know, different parts of your yard are going to be cooler versus others. So just keep that in mind. You know, that kiddie pool is always a good option. We like to put our feet in the water. Makes a huge difference. They do as well.
Change the water.
Exactly. Change the water. We don't want to encourage any mosquitoes by any means.
Another kind of problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I find that just right off the back of my porch, I kind of run the sprinkler there a little bit just to keep that grass greener.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me, but I think it keeps it a little bit cooler where it's not quite so parched.
Yeah. Well,
right
they like to go out and rub their backs. They scratch their backs on the grass
Makes them feel better. And not just your dogs. Remember your cats, you know, chickens, livestock as well. You know, there's only so much I know you guys can do. So for some of the livestock options, but checking their water, dumping that, making sure they're encouraging to drink. But I know our agricultural people out there are doing a great job with that. So other than that, again, we're gearing up towards the fall season this year. 10th annual Wiener Fest.
Wow, has it been 10 years?
It has been. So, you know, you might have the smartest dog out there, and we want you to prove that.
Yeah.
We have a trick contest this year and information on our website about that, because it won't just be open to everybody. You will have to, from what I understand, there's going to be like a preliminary. You'll have to submit some information, some video ahead of time.
Okay.
So get working on those tricks now. And there's still going to be the costume contest. Of course, there'll be boot camp on Friday, full day of races on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
A lot of stuff going on this year. Bark Leaders is already open, so go ahead if you think your dog has what it takes to be the number one dog here in the community. Go ahead, sign your dog
what's
up.
What's our date?
It is October 14th, 15th, 16th. Is
wow,
that a Friday,
that's right.
Saturday,
That'd be Friday,
Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to, again, be at Wolf Pen Creek as usual. We like that venue, and it works out really well for us.
Yep.
So taking sponsorship information right now as well. So if your business wants to get in on that or has a possibility of wanting to be a vendor out there, also an option as well. So more information on our website, AggielandHumane.org.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Leah here from the Humane Society, and Carrie's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good morning.
What's happening in y'all's world?
Well, we've got a couple things that we want you to definitely note. We have our economic outlook briefing. This is an annual event we do. Topic changes every year, but it's always something that is relevant to the economy here in Bryan-Caw Station. So it's sponsored by Caldwell Companies. It's going to be next Wednesday, August 17th, 11:30 until 1 at the Hilton. Now, we're going to bring in Chad Boney with the TxDOT. He's the director of transportation to talk about the Aggie Highway, which is going to run from Houston to College Station, kind of through Magnolia, bypass the Hempstead area. And then we're also going to bring in Travis Kelly with Texas Central Railway. And he's going to talk about the proposed high-speed rail that's looking at going from Houston to Dallas.
Right.
So I know that's kind of a hot button.
It is a hot button issue.
Yes, it is. So if you want to learn some more about that, again, this is a proposed railway.
So
still time to come out and learn some information about that. We do have tickets available and tables, so give us a call to get registered. Both of these are going to greatly affect our economy, from the amount of people who can live here and work in Houston, and that kind of thing, and kind of, you know, put us more on the map. So big changes coming. We have our business after hours for this month. It's going to be at Atkinson Toyota. That's going to be next Thursday, August 18th. You won't want to miss that. He's always got, he does a great job.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Great prizes. So come out to that. And then we'll have our Golf Classic and Lobster Fest already coming up. So mark your calendars. Golf is going to be September 12th at Phillips Event Center. Lobster Fest is at the Brazos Center, September 18th. Both events are sponsored by the Bank and Trust. We do have about 10 golf teams left, so we're filling out early this year. Mm-hmm. I know in the past, you know, you could wait a little longer, kind of talk among your coworkers and see who wants to play, but you go ahead and sign the team up
and then figure
out your players.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because
we're running out. For Lobster Fest, we do have tickets available and tables. It's not a package deal. You can come to Lobster Fest and not golf. So just remember that. And then we'll have a lunch and learn at the end of this month, August 29th, sponsored by Principal Financial Group. We've got two great principal agents here in town, David Watson and Gene Perez. So they're going to team up and kind of co-host a luncheon seminar about how to protect what they refer to as your greatest asset, which is your income.
Okay.
So definitely we all need to be thinking about that. And they're going to provide lunch for it. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Even better.
Win-win.
Yeah.
A few ribbon cuttings to mention. This tomorrow afternoon we'll be at the LaSalle Hotel. They have remodeled and kind of rebranded their kitchen and bar area,
okay,
which they kind of debuted on First Friday. It's beautiful.
Yep.
You'll want to come out to that 4:30. Again, that's this Wednesday. Next Tuesday, we'll have a deluxe ribbon cutting for the Carlson Law Firm. They've got a new location. They're in Bryan next to ANCO. So come out to that. And then Thursday, we'll be at M&M Apparel. And that's, you probably know them as Monograms and More.
Sure.
But they are kind of refocusing and rebranding as well, right next to their old location.
Mm-hmm. By A&M Consolidated Hospital.
Right, on Welsh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've got a new walk-up retail store.
Right.
And you can also walk up and design a shirt right then.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And they're also, they're putting a lot of focus into the high school teams.
Mm-hmm.
So say you have bought, you can buy a shirt off the shelf and you want to put your son or your daughter's number on it.
Okay.
They can do it right there.
Wow.
For you. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we want to thank our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, and that's Baylor Scott and White EMS.
All right.
And all they do for us. So if you want to learn any more about these events or anything else coming up, just give us a call at the Chamber, 260-5200, or go to our website, bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
thank
it.
Y'all.
Yep. Visit the folks from the Chamber as well. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad's not here today, but Soap Opera Swords. Zach, you a Soap Opera Swords fan?
Yeah, I even read all the books.
Get
out
of it. Oh,
one of those weirdos.
Golly.
And you didn't think I could read.
Well, we've been talking about reading books, and you were kind of going scoff, 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 scoff. But yeah, so here you go.
On the same day that Game of Thrones composer Ramin Djawadi was performing a concert for fans in Los Angeles, the composer announced he's putting together a 28-city tour across the country. The composer said the concert will be using a full orchestra and choir to illustrate some favorite scenes from the show that will be broadcast on giant screens. The Game of Thrones live concert experience kicks off February 15th in Kansas City, Missouri. It'll play Madison Square Garden in New York and the Forum in Los Angeles. It'll also play arenas in Boston, Chicago, Salt Lake City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., among others.
Wait, I didn't hear Texas in there.
They didn't say Reed Arena.
They didn't say Reed. Well, you know George R. R. Martin, the creator.
He likes this place.
Yeah, he is a really big A&M fan.
Well, he gave us his manuscripts and stuff, right?
Had them at Evans Library, and he had a Q&A session that I went to.
But didn't he donate his stuff to the school?
I don't know if he kept it. I think he also had some of his limited edition Lord of the Rings books as well. So he was a big Tolkien guy.
Anyway, by the way, potential new series in the works from George. Hollywood Trades report his new series will be based on his book series Wild Cards about an alien virus which was released over the Earth, killing 90% of the population that it infects.
Uh-oh.
The remaining 10%, 9% become twisted and deformed, while the remaining 1% acquire extraordinary and unpredictable powers. So far, 22 wild card books have been published, containing short stories by various authors, which tie into the main theme.
Wow. It sounds a lot like The Walking Dead.
It does.
I mean, not all everything, but a lot of it.
Okay, so there you are. Probably not a good idea to visit your buddy in jail while there's still a warrant out for your arrest. Clark Nagel of George, Iowa. What a great name. George, Iowa. Went to the sheriff's office to visit a pal in the Lyon County Jail. Deputies did a routine security check and found an outstanding warrant on Clark for failure to appear in court. On top of that, he drove to the jail with a suspended license and a car with an expired license plate. He was arrested.
You know, but that's a good friend right there.
Well, it is.
The fact that he was willing to do that.
To lay his own freedom on the line.
Yes.
Just to go see him. I'm guessing there might have been money or some other nefarious thing.
Something probably.
Probably because of just the mindset of those guys. But you probably need to check on you. If they had a warrant roundup like we have here, he could have gotten all that cleared up before he ever went in there.
Yeah.
So there. All right, so the owners of a German restaurant in New York have taken down an autographed photo of Donald Trump because they say it's hurting business.
Ooh.
God. Schnitzel House owners Fred and Amber Urban.
Schnitzel House.
You betcha.
Love it.
Say that the photo of the Republican presidential nominee had been there since the restaurant opened in 07. The Urbans were friends with Trump's head of security at the time and say that Trump dropped by to wish him good luck. He sent an autographed photo the next day. The photo is a topic among online reviews on Yelp, with diners saying that they were uncomfortable or offended.
Oh my gosh, stupid.
So I read something just the other day, and it said 1300s, I'm dying of the Black Plague. 1800s, I'm 9 and I work in a factory. 1900s, I'm off to war. 2000s, I'm offended.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook today.
Really?
And man. And it's like, really?
I just, Fred Urban says that Facebook that some people have canceled reservations over the photo while others want to take selfies with it. Yeah,
that is not offensive.
I couldn't even finish my schnitzel because it was Donald Trump. He was looking at me the whole time.
We used to have this discussion, I don't know, this is 10, 12 years ago, when smoking was a question in College Station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wanted to ban smoking. My thought, and listen. Former smoker, and smoke offends me as much as anybody, but you've got to let the marketplace decide. You have to let the marketplace decide. If somebody can keep a place open and there's cigarette smoke in there, and it you know, there are enough people who want to support the business, do it. Don't legislate somebody's freedom away on something like that. And this guy, and here, social media is doing it now. It's not even the government. Just the pressure of people who have nothing else to do but complain and be offended.
Are you saying that businesses know what's best for their own business?
I know.
You're reaching here, Scott.
They're so silly.
You're reaching.
Silly to think that they might actually pay attention to that. All right, so here. Wash your ears out with this. The top chocolate-eating countries of the world.
Oh.
Number 7 would be Finland. Okay, so now... Chelsea, a dark chocolate, milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Okay.
I mean, all chocolate. I don't discriminate.
Got it.
But dark chocolate.
Zach?
Milk chocolate.
Okay. And, you know, and then we talked about a couple of weeks ago, M&M came out with their, you know, coffee bean M&Ms, a little chili thing. And so, you know, that's unusual. There's no doubt about that to be able to. And the Chocolate Factory downtown, you know, has some really unusual things that you can do with chocolate.
Yeah.
But overall, U.S. Americans are pretty much Hershey is chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Finland in at number 7, Austria in at number 6. Number 5 is Norway. Number 4 is Germany. All of them eat under 20 pounds of chocolate a year.
Okay.
But still, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Here's Ireland at 20 pounds. Number two is Switzerland at 20.7 pounds. Derek, line one. And the United Kingdom, 26.5 pounds of chocolate per Britner.
So we didn't even make the list.
We had 2.4.
We got some work to do,
I think,
folks.
It's because we have so much extra crap that we like to eat in this country.
We have to plow through so much other food that we don't. And the thing is, good chocolate is okay for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And
antioxidants helps the heart.
And we see some of them, I know you can see in the stores, where they've really jacked up the amount of antioxidants that are in them.
Right. So, and the darker it is, the more like legit cocoa bean and all that stuff.
Absolutely. It's good for you. Mm-hmm. All right, five till.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, on TV tonight, Bachelor in Paradise. Ooh-hoo. It's on at 7 o'clock tonight.
Again, I thought it was on Monday. So I guess it comes on Tuesday.
An adventurous date with a kiss by a waterfall in this new episode, and the Bachelor learns a woman he likes doesn't feel the same.
Oh.
But
heartbroken.
Right friend after zone. That, it is season. What'd you say?
Friend zone?
Friend zone.
Oh, friend zone.
The okay. Friend zone.
After that, though, is the season premiere of Bachelor in Paradise After Paradise.
Oh, of course.
Which will be a talk show review of the latest episode.
My gosh.
Jesus.
All right. Let me see what else.
Guess what else is on? The Olympics.
Yeah. And well, then the season premiere of Hard Knocks, the 11th season on HBO.
Yeah.
That's on
that.
8 o'clock.
What team is it this year?
It's going to be
LA Rams.
Yep, the Los Angeles Rams.
Los Angeles Rams.
So we'll see how that works out for them. Each season has consisted of 5 episodes covering training camp all the way through preseason and the final day cut of roster.
And this is also the first year they've had the number one overall draft pick being on there, Jared Goff, who was taken in the NFL draft.
Okay. Something new and different.
Cool. Yeah.
Just to prove that everything Mark Burnett does not turn to gold, Fox has pulled the plug on the dating reality series Couple. Averaged 1.1 million viewers. But again, Mark Brunell makes like $100,000 a day. So
he's like, meh.
It doesn't
well.
Really matter. You can't win them all.
You can't win them all.
All right. So, Roger Ailes. Remember Roger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there were audio tapes of Roger. So,
uh-oh.
Not that he was going to get another gig. But new government rules banning sale of e-cigarettes to minors went into effect yesterday. In case you didn't know, U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the new rules halt e-cigarette sales to anyone under 18 or younger. Got to do a photo ID now.